The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with David Morgan. We're going to talk a little bit about investor responsibility. This is not investment advice. This is just kind of how we view, after many years in this business, investors ought to look at a number of their emotions that come out when things go well and when things go not so well. I get a bang, Corey, doing the show as we've been doing it for quite some time now. Whenever the markets don't perform the way one or another of the newsletter writers on our show think they were supposed to perform, these letter writers get an awful lot of hate mail. Boy, you're stupid. Boy, you're wrong, etc. And, you know, my comment to everybody is just what I do. I'm not telling anybody what to do, but what I do is I listen to everybody and then I make up my own mind. And rather than throw stones, I listen to what everybody has to say. I read everything that I can, and then I make up my own mind because it's my responsibility. David, you've been in this game for a long time. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I agree. I think that there's a lot of, you know, newsletters, books, seminars, etc., that are, I think a lot of them are well-meaning. I think a lot of them are sincere, but no one has all the answers all the time. And sometimes there's people that get a very hot hand, and then they fade away. From my personal experience, Robert Prechter had an extremely hot hand in the first bull market in the precious metals. I mean, it was like this guy had like a perfect crystal ball. And, you know, and I'm not belittling anybody here. I mean, but let's say that his record after that has not been, to my understanding, so I'll not only get one of his reports, so, you know, there's other areas and you could, you know, point this or that. All I'm saying is that none of us are perfect, and it is a personal responsibility. In fact, David Smith, that's a contributor to our reports almost every month, wrote a book on personal responsibility. I forget the exact title, but it's a very important book, but rather obscure, meaning that not many people are aware of the book or bought it. But we've kind of gotten in the age across the board, meaning, you know, in all areas of health, of wealth, of almost any aspect of life, we've got a specialist. You know, if you've got a health problem, you go to a doctor. If you have a scheduling problem, you hire some personal coach or something, or a personal assistant. If you want to get in shape, you hire a personal trainer. I mean, there's all these things that, like, put the responsibility on the other person. If you want to build your wealth, you hire a financial planner, and on it goes. And, you know, I'm not saying that any of those things are wrong. What I am saying is that we collectively have gotten away from the personal responsibility as an individual to make up our own minds. As you said, Al, you know, listen to all, follow none, meaning follow what you have discerned from, you know, the input. So I see this as a bit of a problem, and I think as the economy continues to deteriorate, and that's my belief, and I think statistically that could be brought as a fact, is that people won't have the disposable income that they might have once had. Maybe the personal trainer goes out the window, the personal assistant's only there a couple days a week, or whatever. All I'm saying is that I think that the economy is going to behoove the middle class especially to tighten their belts and to accept more responsibility. So coming full circle back to the investment world, you know, it's one that, like any aspect of life, there are some people out there that are basically self-serving, and all they really want to do is separate you from your money. And then there's others that are very sincere, and they want to help you. And it's hard to determine which is which, because in both categories, some win and some lose. In other words, you can have someone that's basically out to promote some type of company rather heavily, and stock or commodity or whatever it is might go up, You might get in and out at the right time and think this guy is really great when that wasn't necessarily his intent. And then you could have someone with great intent that recommends something that they're doing and come back and bite you because it didn't work out. So I'm not here to throw stones at anybody. We've certainly had our share of winners. We've certainly, especially the last couple of years, have been very difficult to, you know, find anything in the mining sector that's worked well. We found some really, what we thought on paper, or on the ground, so to speak, excellent situations. But when you have such a bearish climate and things that are outside of the control of, you know, the investor, sometimes these things don't work out. I mean, we had one, I keep dwelling on it, but a very good prospect. And even Rick Rule agreed with me when we had him on our mastermind program of, you know, how rich this particular area was in gold. And a lot of the very smart guys that I listened to got burned on the same project. Doesn't make it, you know, right or wrong. Again, it just makes it, well, I guess it eases the pain a little bit. The problem, again, and I want to say this, Ellen, I'll turn it back to you, is that, you know, on the speculative side of things, I decided when I started that I wasn't going to do any speculations at all. I mean, that's what I told myself. And when I started, there were just a handful out there. And I really did my due diligence and looked at them closely because these guys were eating soup out of soup cans. I mean, I'm using that as a metaphor to state that they were so certain of their properties that they were giving up a great deal and sacrificing a great deal to hold those lease payments, to hold those projects. And so at the beginning, it was fairly easy for me to say, all right, I will do some speculations, but that's what it means. It means bet a little to win a lot. Don't bet a lot and lose it, and then you're out of the game. Let's play this correctly. And that's what I've taught and I've always stressed. And a lot of those from the beginning, you know, meaning when we started years and years ago, worked out very, very well. Well, the whole sector went really, really strong. So some were maybe didn't have as much merit that did very, very well as also because there was so much, let's say, froth in the market. Now we're in a part of the market in the last few years where things have deteriorated. It's hard to raise cash. A lot of exploration companies are falling by the wayside, really. So back to you, Al. I mean, I think, again, I'll just stress that, you know, it depends what your goals are. Know yourself. The old adage, thy own self be true. Know what your goals are. And the other thing about the metals markets is I think they get too enthusiastic from whatever level investor. Most sophisticated investors realize it is a part of a portfolio. It isn't a standalone. You know, everything's wrong with the economy. It's only going to do this or that. And therefore, gold is the only asset I should own. I mean, this is not clear thinking in my view. This is not something that I teach. People say, well, what else do you invest in? And, you know, there are other areas, real estate. You know, I like tangible assets. But I think the energy sector is one. And then I like taking flyers on some of the new technologies. I mean, there's other areas. I'm interested in investing overall. I'm a specialist in the metals and the economy and monetary history. But it doesn't mean that that means I should put all of my money in the precious metals. I do not.
Guys, I think that people get emotional about investing because it is their money, and that's understandable to me. If you're seeing your wealth on paper decrease because somebody or the person you're following is giving you calls that you consider to be bad, then it's understandable that people get emotional. But it's something that we keep coming back to, that there isn't just one expert out there. There are thousands of experts out there, and you need to read as much as you can, I believe, and ask questions too. Not only ask questions to other people, but ask questions to yourself and try to really ask that question of, does this make sense to me? Because all the different data points out there, all the different investments that are possible, everybody construes information in a different way. And I think if you don't dive into how people are relating this information to your investments, then you're going blind into these markets that, well, then your money's just going to go out the door, I think. Some people obviously get lucky, some people get unlucky. And I think the secret is to follow the people you believe in and ultimately make it your own decision. David, appreciate your time. We're out of time right now, but we're going to be back with you in a couple weeks. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
investments.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. We are always find it interesting to be chatting with David Morgan. David's a really interesting guy, and I hope that you folks take to heart what we all have to say, and that is, for God's sakes, don't blame other people for anything. only take full responsibility for actions, your investment actions, yourself, because ultimately you are the only person who really matters. How do you do that effectively? Well, you do it effectively by being as informed and as educated as you possibly can. And we've always stressed that on this particular program. You know, that statement on my part is a very interesting segue into a conversation that Corey and I are having right now with Jeff Deist. Jeff is the president of the Mises Institute down in Auburn, Alabama. He's the former chief of staff for Congressman Ron Paul. Jeff is an attorney. He's, you know, he's a very, very bright guy, and he's been on the show a number of times, lots of times. He was co-hosting the show for a while, and Jeff, it's a pleasure to have you back. Okay, personal responsibility. That really is the hallmark of true libertarianism, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly a hallmark of it. I would say it's also a result, something that would stem from a libertarian society, because there would be, I think, greater sanctions on you both personally and societally if you didn't take care of yourself and sort of take responsibility for your actions. But I think really, from my perspective, there's a lot of confusion around the term libertarian. To me, it just means someone who promotes liberty. So what does liberty mean? It means the absence of coercion from the state or from other people. So really, there's a lot of definitions flying around. There's sort of left libertarians now and right libertarians and economic libertarians and foreign policy libertarians. So the term has become somewhat strange from its original meaning. But to me, the original meaning is just based on non-aggression, that individuals need, neither individuals nor governments, which is just another way of saying a bunch of individuals who got together and formed a group, are allowed to use force and fraud against each other, that they can't deal with each other using force, but rather human affairs have to be conducted using markets and voluntary exchange and cooperation. So, I mean, it may sound like sort of a dorm room discussion, but I think it's an important distinction, because I think there's a very real fear that sort of the establishment politically is trying to co-opt or water down the term. That's something that I certainly resist and something that I object to very strongly.
Jeff, I completely agree in the fact where you said libertarianism. Now there are all sorts of different, in a sense, factions of libertarianism where people try to break it down, but it does come down to the markets and how people relate to one another on an individual level. And our current markets right now, I think we would both agree, are quite a ways away from a true libertarianism market, in the sense that we keep on seeing big banks getting fined, as well as people going to jail, and some people not even going to jail, but being proven guilty from cheating other people out of their money. Unfortunately, it does usually come down to money. Do you think that there's any way? I know that regulations don't seem to be helping. What is something that people can do to, I guess, play these markets in a more libertarianism method?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there's no question there that learning about libertarianism and learning Austrian economics can help you mightily as an investor. I mean, there's a whole burgeoning movement of applied Austrianism. In other words, Austrian investing strategies. There's now some very famous fund managers and investment managers, people like Eric Sprott up in Canada, people like Peter Schiff, people like Mark Spitznagel, who runs a hedge fund out of Miami. You know, all of these people have come to understand sort of the Austrian perspective of the business cycle, of what regulations and taxes really mean, what fiscal policy really means, and especially what monetary policy really means to the investment markets. And they sort of applied that using Austrian principles and prospered as a result. So there's now a very sort of established precedent for applying Austrian principles when you're investing. And there's no question that anybody who's interested in commodities, precious metals, gold and silver mining stocks, etc., going all the way back to Jim Rogers' famous book, Hot Commodities, which I think he wrote in about 02 or 03, so it's more than a decade old now. I think people who invest in those areas naturally tend to gravitate towards libertarianism, because they see that government is not working, especially government money, and that central bank money is not working, and they're looking to protect themselves and hedge themselves against what we all fear could be a very serious economic calamity that dwarfs that we suffered in 08, 09. So although Austrianism and libertarianism and one's personal investment are certainly very separate topics, there's no question that they can dovetail.
Well, we're going to get into the subject of Austrian economics and how that can work to a person's advantage in terms of investing in the next segment. But, you know, I want to make one thing. I guess get some clarification on libertarians here that I think is very, very important, because as I understand it, the crux of being a libertarian is someone who believes, and I consider myself to be a libertarian, and I happen to believe in small government. I happen to believe fervently in true capitalism, okay? But I think when you get to some of the social issues that people feel are a credo of the Libertarian Party, I think that those social issues really are, in fact, not necessarily a credo of the Libertarian Party. And I think one of those things, and this is based on a conversation I had with Glenn Dobbs here last Monday, but Glenn said, you know, I'm 100% behind libertarians because if from a governmental standpoint, but he said, you know, I'm somewhat concerned about the fact that they seem to promote or advocate the legalization of, among other things, drug use and illegal drug use. And I don't believe that's the case. Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, bud.
Well, again, the libertarian perspective is just against force. It's against aggression, and it's for private property rights. So really, the libertarian philosophy per se is totally agnostic when it comes to drug use. It doesn't say, certainly doesn't say one way or another how an individual should act. It just says we shouldn't have the use of force determining whether individuals use narcotics, for instance. It ought not to be up to the state. It ought not to be up to individuals other than the potential user. That's a long way from saying that drug use is good or drug use is benign or drug use is no big deal. Okay, two very, very different things. And I would also argue against what a lot of conservatives believe, that I believe drug use would actually be reduced in a libertarian society, because when the government shrinks, civic and social institutions, family, religious institutions, and just civil society generally expands. And I think those elements in society would have far more to do with creating sort of a world where people don't feel like they have to lose themselves in drugs than we ever can just through government and police and courts and jails arresting and imprisoning people.
I want to say that that discussion isn't necessarily within the purview of our typical subject matter, but I think it's very definitely interesting. Corey and I are going to be right back with Jeff, and we're going to talk a little bit about how Austrian economics can benefit investors.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are continuing our discussion with Jeff Dice. We are talking a little bit right now about what the institute that Jeff is the president of, the Mises Institute, advocates in terms of how people really ought to look at investing decisions. That all stems from Austrian economics. Jeff, the classroom is yours.
Well, we certainly don't advocate anything in terms of investments per se, but we certainly advocate having folks educate themselves about the underpinnings of Austrian economics, and I do think that they can apply it in their personal investment lives or even in their professional investment lives. A good place to start is probably Mises' really the first full-length book he wrote as a 28-year-old man. He wrote The Theory of Money and Credit. And it's not really one of his longer texts, and if you read that, I would argue that you will know more than 95% of people walking the earth, including 95% of Wall Street investors, about what money and credit really mean. You'll understand fiduciary media, you'll understand fiat currency, you'll understand the history of gold and silver, the history of money generally, and just that, I think, puts you light years ahead of most investors when you're thinking about how to go about, or, you know, sort of structuring your financial life. Because at the end of the day, I think Warren Buffett is famous for saying this, the only return that matters is that's net of fees and taxes, right? I would add to that the only return that matters is the return adjusted for today's dollars. So if you're making X percent on your money, but inflation in reality, despite what the government tells us, is outpacing that, then you're actually losing money. So it's important, I think, to first and foremost think about investments in terms of dollars themselves, and understanding money is at the root of understanding economics.
Jeff, I think to understand money, it is also very important to pay attention to what's going on in other countries, not only historically, but also currently. We know what Asia, or at least we get some stories to hear what China is doing. We know Japan with Abenomics has been going down this one road. Europe seems to be trying to take a different tack with their currency. How deeply does Mises get into discussing these other countries and their monetary policies?
Well, we have scholars affiliated with us who are all over the world. Excuse me. We have lots of our Mises scholars are in Europe, and they track the euro very closely. A young man named Philip Bogus, who's currently teaching in Spain, but originally grew up in Germany, he wrote a very influential book called The Tragedy of the Euro, which I would recommend to anybody who's interested in sort of comparing and contrasting the ECB with our own Fed and the approach that the two different banks, central banks, have taken. But a lot of our scholars write quite a bit about Japan and the sort of 20-year malaise that they've had. So it's a very interesting topic. And, of course, for, I guess, the truly brave amongst us who want to put their money where their mouth is, there's always Forex, which is something that's not for the faint of heart, as I'm sure Al can attest, but it is a fascinating subject to study, to see how governments and central banks interact and how currencies around the world compete against each other. And I'm convinced that we're probably headed towards a period where, due to some sort of currency crisis, whether that's the dollar, the euro, or otherwise, the IMF or the World Bank attempts to stick its nose in and impose some kind of basket of currencies or special drawing rights as a global currency. They're already suggesting that for use in Ukraine currently. So it's a fascinating subject, and you could certainly spend a lifetime just studying money and currencies around the world.
Jeff, if you had about 3 minutes, okay, and you were talking to somebody who said, tell me what the crux of Austrian economics is, what would you say, bud?
I'd say first and foremost that its methodology is different, that it's not about empirical data, but it's about provable a priori assumptions about human action. So I would say it's very different from other schools of economics just in the way it looks at how humans act. Second, I would say it's very different from other schools in that it views money as a commodity that you exchange for other goods and services. In other words, a commodity that certainly can and should and ought to be provided by the market itself, and historically always was provided by the market in the forms of gold and silver rather than being provided by governments or central banks. And I think third, I would explain to them the concept of Austrian business cycle theory, that the booms and busts that we seem to endure over history are not just magical happenings. It's not just sort of some sort of Keynesian mysticism, but it's actually the response of the markets to expansionary monetary policy by governments. And of course, money expansions have occurred before there were central banks. They certainly occurred in the U.S. during the Civil War, as an example. So I would say to anyone who's interested that Austrians differ from other schools and are unique from other schools, A, in methodology, B, in understanding money, and C, in understanding the so-called business cycle.
Okay, how can Mises provide that knowledge, and what's the cost involved? What are the logistics involved in terms of your institute helping people learn what I think is an incredibly important and accurate economic philosophy?
Well, the costs are really negligible. You can just be home in your jammies late at night, go to Mises.org, M-I-S-E-S.org, and we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books available on our website for free in PDF or ebook form. We have hundreds and hundreds of lectures, articles, all categorized. We actually have a brand new website which we're rolling out at the end of the summer, which is going to be much more user-friendly, much more intuitive. But in the interim, just in terms of sheer volume, you could literally spend a lifetime reading books and materials on our website for free.
Jeff, if people want to stay up to date with what's happening currently with the world, I know that Mises has a lot of historical references out there and a lot of historical teachings, but how often do you say that you guys will post a lesson or some sort of article on the current actions of the current administration and really paying attention to what is happening with the central banks?
Well, we have a daily article. If you go to our website, you will see it front and center, and you can sign up to get our daily articles in your email box, and they're mostly about current events and applying Austrian principles to what's happening in markets, in politics, in current events. So that's probably the easiest way, and we supplement those with YouTube videos throughout the week, sort of explaining what's going on from an Austrian perspective. So really, just start at Mises.org and go from there.
I got to tell you, I am a firm believer in Austrian economics, and some people agree with me, some people don't agree with me. You know, it is what it is. But we're going to make that a little bit easier for you folks out there who have an interest in this by posting a lot of this information, certainly with Jeff's permission, on our site. We also do have a banner on our site directing you to the Mises Institute, and you know, it's something I think that folks really need to consider. And I'm not saying that this is investment advice. I'm saying it's just a philosophical direction that I think people should learn about. It doesn't going to cost you any money. It's not basically telling you to buy a specific company, sell a specific company, but it incorporates, Austrian economics incorporates a very, very accurate perception of what's going on in the world, in my opinion. And God knows today, you know, we live in a very, very interesting world, and you've got to look at it from every possible angle that you can. Otherwise, it's just going to bite you. And there's no chance of that not happening. I mean, we're living in a world right now that I never thought that we'd live in, and in my wildest dreams, I never thought it would get to be like this. So what you need to do, basically, is you need to look at things from every perspective that you possibly can. I would venture to say that most of you out there, or a lot of you out there, are probably certainly listening on the radio, are probably hardcore Keynesians. Well, that may not be the way you want to look at things. Go to Mises.org. You're going to get some ideas there that are very, very important. We're going to be right back with our expert panel discussing this past week.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, welcome in here to wrap up the weekend edition of our show. We've got our panel of experts with us, Chris Temple, Doc, a.k.a. Richard Postma, or Doc, is it the other way around? Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. I got to tell you, you got to listen to the daily editorials that we do with Doc every day. This man is uncannily accurate. His technicals tell you more about where the market is going to go than anything I've seen in a long time. And then we have our old friend Jay Taylor with us. Jay has had a newsletter since 1982, speaks around the world at various investment conferences, and a good friend of all of ours. We're going to ask each and every one of these people, our panel of experts, if the markets, in fact, told them anything this week. Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up about 44 bucks. S&P closed up about $6.74. And the NASDAQ closed up close to $20, 1973. Gold, when we were recording this Friday after the conventional market close, basically treading water, it was down $3, so that didn't really say much of anything to me, other than I continue to think that every day that gold doesn't fall, it is a moral victory, for lack of better terms. Chris, let's start out with you. What did the markets tell you this past week, my friend?
Well, they told me, Al, that there's still an awful lot of money that wants to stay invested in stocks. You know, even when the market was threatening to break down in one area, that being the Russell 2000 with small cap index, which everybody started watching again when briefly on Thursday it dropped below its low level from the 1st of February. Even when that happened, you didn't have all of the hallmarks of fear growing in the marketplace. The VIX never went up very much, and in fact, it ended yesterday crashing again. It's just a sliver over 12. So you don't have a lot of fear in a market. You might have a lot of complacency, but you certainly don't have a lot of fear. And if we ended the week, of course, on an up note, meaning that for the time being, the market has once again bent, but it hasn't broken. something that I don't think was understood very well by a lot of people this week who think that, you know, we have to have a breakdown right now. And make no mistake, some of the areas of the market are still overvalued. But don't forget the fact that you had a much bigger story this last week in the markets than the stock market bending. And that was a monstrous short squeeze that started to develop in the Treasury market. As I tell people all the time, whether you want to talk about fundamentals or technicals, a good rule of thumb is that when every trader and his dog is on one side of a trade, you don't want to be there. You want to be on the other. And every trader and his dog for months has been short treasuries. When they broke out, that caused a lot of buying. Well, what happens when traders get caught and they have to cover short someplace? They've got to sell something else. And that's part of the reason why, for a while, money came out of stocks this week, is you've got traders that were on offside with treasuries and had to cover. I don't think that the market beyond that, and those were the technical reasons why the market behaved as they did, but still we're going to continue in that grinding kind of an environment, I think, guys, where it's you know, the market averages are going to do a whole lot of nothing and make a lot of noise but end up nowhere, and it's still an environment, which I've said many times, where you want to pick your spots, find those things that are undervalued, that were left behind last year, and as the air comes out of the stuff that should be selling off, find what to go into that represents value. That's the story.
Doc, I found this week pretty interesting in the conventional markets in the sense that something that we've been seeing quite often, it feels like, is middle of the week, we reached a new high in the Dow and the conventional markets and then drastically pulled back. But then by the end of the week on Friday, we were down for most of the day and then ended up positive. So, you know what? I guess we did kind of end on a good note. The fact of the matter is we still ended up the week slightly down, but we did still have a new high. What are your comments on the conventional markets here, Doc?
Well, based on my weekly technicals that I watch, especially on the momentum side, it looks like next week could be more of the same. We're going to go into next week and the technicals revealed to me that there's not a bias for either up or down for next week. So I think we're going to get a little bit more of the same unless suddenly the weekly indicators start to show a sudden break one way or another. But the way it closed today, they're signaling that next week we're going to see more of the same.
More of the same. That's interesting. Mr. Taylor, you've been following these markets for as long as anyone, probably longer than most on this site. You've been following them professionally for a lot of years. Markets tell you anything this week, bud?
Yeah, I think the markets tell me that the markets tell me that there's no fear. Well, there's no fear. There is complacency probably, but there's no fear, and there doesn't need to be. Because we know there's a Yellen put. And whenever the stock market starts to throw, as David Stockman calls it, a hissy fit, in will come more stimulus into the market. The money is not getting into the economy. The economy is in really bad shape. The U.S. economy, I think the global economy too. I mean, I couldn't be more gloomy on the actual economy. And as to a lot of the earnings for these companies, there have been, you know, record amounts of stock buybacks and stuff, too. So that's helped to keep the earnings up. I mean, there are some bright spots, I suppose you'd say. The energy sector in the U.S. is a bright spot, reducing the cost of production and so forth. But as far as these markets go, I mean, why does anybody care? Why should policymakers ever be involved in worrying about the stock market? They should be worried about the economy. They should let the economy run on its own, and then the stock market would follow, rather than trying to have the tail wag the dog. Essentially, they want to They want to keep the stock market up to keep the people conned into believing things are okay. It's a little bit like the manipulation of the gold markets. They got to keep the gold price from rising to its equilibrium level, wherever that would be, in order to keep people confident in the dollar. So it's all one big con game. So if you ask me, what do I make of the markets? What I make of the markets is that it's just that, generally speaking, the markets, the gold market, for example, the paper market is a fraud. And so I think that basically, to try to figure out what these markets are saying, Yeah, there's a lot of money sitting on the sidelines. It's in the hands of a very few number, relatively few number of people. And those people know how to game the system and redistribute wealth into their pockets from the people that actually create the wealth. This is going on and on and on. And so, you know, eventually the game comes to an end and there will be some justice in this system. But basically the way it is now, I guess what we have to do is try to figure out how to make money. I think that the fraudulent paper gold market will not continue too much longer. I think the second half of this year is looking good. I expect a turnaround, and I think there's going to be a lot. I think there's going to be a lot of money made in gold shares the second half of the year. So that's a bright spot, I suppose. But the basic picture is not a good one.
Okay, I want to address this last question to one individual, and that would be you, Doc. We've got about 2 minutes left here, and here the question purely and simply is this. You're very active on our site. You're very active on our blog. You know that we get a bit of criticism from people saying that all we talk about is gloom and doom. Gloom and doom has not been here for the last, certainly in the conventional markets, has not been here for the last 3 or 4 years, to say the least. Big Al, why do you continue to talk about that? You got an answer for that one, Doc?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if it's gloom and doom. You have to talk about facts. And when you bring in information and facts, then some people might say, well, that's gloom and doom. Well, when the statistics and the facts really underlying the whole structure of our system, you know, point toward a real problem going forward, I don't consider that gloom and doom. When you have people in this country saying on polls, 65% to 70% saying they think the country's going into the wrong direction, they're saying that for a reason, because what's going on right now is affecting them and their pocketbooks. So then you would have to say 65 to 70% of the people in this country are gloom and doom. And I think those people have it right, because they know when they try to live their lives what's going on for them right now.
Time will definitely tell who is right. I think everybody on this expert panel is along the same mindset in that certain respect. Guys, we really appreciate you spending time with us, sharing your opinions on where the markets were this week and where we think they're going. We don't know exactly when this turn will come, but I think we're all kind of in the same boat that we think that it will eventually. We hope everybody out there enjoyed this weekend's show. Come by, check out our website, leave some comments, check out our daily editorials, and we will be right back with you next weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.